A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says foreign visa-exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Yeah, Baba. Yeah, kunjani mfowethu.
Ah, ngiyagula. Lamhla kuyagodola.
Kuyaqanda mfowethu.
Kuyaqanda.
Ukati lapho uyala.
Mm. Uyakuhlela.
Ha kuzalunga mfowethu. Shayitiye itiye kakhulu. Wehlise ile coffee, eh?
The coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee will make me cough.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapho lo jonga. Siyalubamba ke udaba lwethu namhlanje lapho sikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe leSouth Africa. Kulombiko oyithulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kweSouth Africa kumbe abavela kweSouth Africa belomzali oyedwa okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama-affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe ngumthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama-birth certificate, kufunakala ama-death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka laye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so sungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe leSouth Africa lithi konke lokho kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lo mtwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo balibisele ekhaya ngoba labe lingangenanga okusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lo mtwana ungela maphepha akho ukuthi uye khona ngale bakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318.
Yeye kunjalo ke jonga. Ah, ndiri. Nasiri kukurukura nyaya inogona kufadza vabereki vakawanda kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachigara muSouth Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya muSouth Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezvemukati meSouth Africa, mukati menyika, vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete, kana kuti munhu anenge achichengeta mwana iyeyo, kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye, anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare, kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro, kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvume yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachinetseka zvikuru nekuti unofanira kuchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza jonga kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiwo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa yaingazi child trafficking nokuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yeka naye nepassport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamuri imi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Suwanda is with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Suwanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamsa, sicela ukuthi ukhulume ama language
amathathu. Yeah, kunjalo sibili yakubeka ukuthi ujonge. Sikhase ngesikhiwa ke mfowethu. So what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations? Pertaining
well,
to children, yes.
The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the Children's Court and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documentation, and then we get excited about that because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking, and particularly for, I mean, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are sitting with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe into South Africa, and the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking, and we are very concerned. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma apo Dr. Suwanda. Nokuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatova nakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki. Vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe. I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Suwanda. We'll try to reconnect.
Yes, we don't know whether we put another caller or not on the line. So it seems as
yes,
if
hello. Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, dear now. Mkoma Dominiki. Muri kufona muri kupi Mkoma Dominic?
Ndiri pa South Africa.
South Africa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Na ndinoda kuti ndira vatira iri kana rakanaka zvikuru bati maidambudziko nere kuti pabuda kuti ndiri kuzvipa bhale huru wakanyanyisa nekuti kata kami dia ni cuma dia cakap sama foreign kan. Tapi kata sama ni mesti nak nak apa boda kita mesti tak boda kita nak kita nak tak boda. Ini berat. Ini final 300 kamu. Ini guru sini tu. Ini kan tinggal nak tu. Ini mesti tahu penting something ni. Tapi ni orang yang kita nak foreign kan. Tapi mungkin tak dia macam tu kalau kita kita. Angkanya dari Maria kata wanda. Ini berat. Tapi mana ini cara apa boda.
Mukoma Dominic, ndinoda kubvunza kuti mune muchibhadhara choko mumwe, why are you paying?
Vanobhadhara maround inobhadhara fine because auna kana like inobhadhara mapipas mbaba izauya kumbaba usakazouya rara mitambu wamubhadhara kuzimbabwe pano mfano udiwa maya fine.
Ndo mapepa kaa haruku nzine South Africa, hapana rimwe beparichadiwa, kana mwine passport yenyu imi, kana mama piwa visa, rima zoa 30, kana shingo rimu oda iso, shukuti mwine passport yenyu, ni mvume kuti mwine mchipinda na kubuda South Africa, hapana mwine muna anofana uzenga achikuti chuoko mwomwe, kana mama kubadra chuoko mwomwe kupara mwoshaka uko, nukuti mwine mwine mapepa anoku vumza ya kupinda South Africa, abvisikwa nduwa ya kutu unonzi mwana kuti anga achu ya kukuona iwe baba ku South Africa. Unofana nguwa kasai nafuti tsamba inenge kuti nganangu acha famba na amai wake ini ndini babu wacho mwisa affidavit nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabviswa
na irina ndira wacha irudama irudama ndira kuti kwaza kuti kana mudzidzi kwacho icha kubau
eh
uya kuno kana mushani zvakaoma
yeah. Thank you Mkoma. Munotaura kana munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma? Yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. Is yes. Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you don't have such documents and they will ask for money. Yeah. And I think Dr. Swanda is back.
Yeah. Dr. Swanda, this is Dr. Swanda.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, I was a Dr. Swanda. Yeah,
because
I'm going to get a phone. Yeah, I'm going to get a phone. When I'm going to get a phone, ubona ngani onoko kwethulwe lilizwe leSouth Africa ungathini ngakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi lo mthetho lowo ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphuma endaweni ezifana naseZimbabwe bangakujabulela kakhulu lokho ngoba kusho ukuthi ingane zabo mhlawumpe ezifunde eZimbabwe izokwazi ukuthi zibe nabomalayisha izikole mazivalele zizovakasha. Kodwa akuyona into esingayijabulela lokho ngoba okokuqala kumele ukuthi abazali babekwazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukwaziwa ukuthi iy'ngane zondlele ngendlela efaneleyo na. Okokuthi nabazali noma behlukena ke futhi kunesihlukaniso phakathi kwabazali kufanele kube nesivumelwano uma kuzoba nokuhamba ekwemzali ethile ehamba nenye ingane ngoba abazali bethole ukuthi sebehlukene omunye ekhathi ingane asuke ehambe nayo aye eSouth Africa omunye ekhale eZimbabwe engakwazi kungenasivumelwano. Ngakho kubalulekile ukuthi iy'ngane zingatshontshwa. Umthetho uhlale ufana ngoba lo mthetho lona unekethiswe ebantwini ababuya ngaphandle kuphela kodwa izindlela ze-South Africa azivumelekanga ukuthi zingaphuma ney'ngane ngaphandle kokulandela umgomo okukhomba ukuthi umthetho lowo uhlonipha kakhulu amalungelo abantwana balapha e-South Africa ukudla abantwana abasuka ngaphandle kungakho kuthiwa lokhu asikubeki kuyinto enhle ngoba siyazikhathaza kakhulu ngamalungelo ayabantwana ngoba abantwana umazangavele bathathwe noyibani ekugcineni lephela ngabantwana asebethethwe sikhuluma ngokuthi kumele abantwana abadayiswayo ukuthi mabedayisa imizimba e-South Africa basuka nekhaya ethengisa ukuthi bazogqoka basebenze la bafike badayise ukubunga nakudala nakudala siyaze ukuthi amantombazana bethwalwa ngomalayiki esuke eZimbabwe athi mayefika emadodeni abazali bafike bayadayiselana amadoda lapho umntwana athatha adayiswe ayohlala nendoda angayifuniyo ngoba engasenamali umalayiki efuna imali yakhe. Umakhe isikhindi sivumele namhlanje ukuthi kube nemithetho evumele ukuthi abantwana abaphuma ngaphandle bangene ngaphandle kwezincwadi nemvume eyanele kusho lokho ukuthi sivumele iy'ngane zethu ukuthi zibe sengozini ukuthi ziphinde zithunjwe futhi zisetshenziswe ngabantu ngendlela abayithandayo akuyona into esinokhu yayijabulela lokho.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ifoni ungani yakheleza sizabona iplan ukuthi singenza njani. Hayi, sizabona iplan. So uthi sithathe ke ubaba osecingweni okwamanje sizakuthiwa ke kulo baba ecingweni. Kunjani mfowethu? Sabona baba?
Yebo.
Ye kunjani umoyo?
Ye umoyo.
Ye uVolta Moyo, injani impilo baba?
Anya pile kunjani?
Hayi mpilile. Ye kulomthetho lo kutwa mutsha lo ungathini ngawo?
Mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantwana engozini. Bekubuhle kunjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina i-affidavit lasemaphoyiseni yahamba ngalepho posti basike bakudinge khonoko bekuprotekta ilungelo labantwana maye umthetho nalowo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonoko abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana lutshontshwe loba katshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yakubavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziwe nxa kunje ma
no sibe kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungaza ke kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe kumba uso wakhe ngasithi nxa bekhuphe imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube zincwadi lezo akuhanje lama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idingwe i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungadinwa kusasa ba
siyabonga
ya so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that you know this new regulation may put children's lives in danger says especially when it comes to human trafficking says that's very dangerous and even in terms of prostitution I think that's the same thing that Mr. Vosumuzi Dube is saying
yes
yeah so I think these two agree on that score that this is a dangerous kind of move.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda manga muchitsanangura nerurimi rweshona nguva yazo dimukaro naro rwedu ndanda bvunza kuti munoti nemutemo mutsva vakadzikwa uyu vakasainwa na minister we home affairs Sondra Pera nemusi wechishanu kuti unga uchibvumidza kupinda nekubuda kwevana vasingazonzi ngavai nemaya magwaro pamusoro pe anenge avabvumidza kufamba angaita mapassport nezvimwe zvakadaro
Dr. Spanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
Very bad. Listeners are saying, Zika, the line is not clear and all that.
Yes.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay. Yeah. We're trying to get hold of Mr. Diwama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa. And call us. So maybe you can read from our listeners on there.
What we're getting from the people on Facebook, remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, hey, kunzima wafowethu. Vela abantu laba sebeza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molusubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo lo Mavuso Jabalala uthi indaba yezalwane zeBrunaberg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLyons Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo. Siyamuzwa ukukhulumayo sibili. I think here he's referring to Mr. Walter Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
That's it, trafficked. So then, Tumoluhle Mabena, uti labukele.
Kunoti ne wa anzi mkoma Shingi Dube waruti murisei pa Studio 7 aiwa tiruwa penyu Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi mtemo wawo warirutsira vanhu wakawanda asi zvine njodzi hombe yekubiwa kwevana asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa then Thomas Matambanadzo maswera sei pano aiwa taswera zvakanaka zvimwe chete kubva kuna Sibonelizwe Musipa Mpala varikufunza kuti taswera sei mkoma Samuel Danisa I think it's Danisa Mpofu.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be conducted with the child, identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. Then Vivian Mponda anza zvisikunzwika. The line is not clear. Boas Jayagura zvakanaka hazvo but zvaida kutarisiswa. Pane problem hapo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but there need to be some checks and balances for this. Because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are pala lapa ke enkundleni ye Vio Indebele uti kona linjani basakazi. Lo mthetho uright kakhulu into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe le affidavit. So uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed, you know, in all this. So uti ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza eSouth Africa. Ife ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying that you pay a lot of money if you are you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was so, before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used to
so
it.
They are used to
but you have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
Yeah, just
it's on that.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, we can read the letter.
So it's a. Is in a way, can you read it so that people...
Yes, this came from the Department of Home Affairs head office, and it was an immigration directive number 22 of 2019, and the headline is foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, as with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, Subsection 12(b) of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller to name Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to tell you. What is
your name? Yeah,
I'm going to tell you. Caller, what is your name?
Yeah, I'm going to tell
you. What is your name? What is
your name? I'm going to tell you. What is
your name? I'm going to tell you.
Akubi kakhulu.
Yeah, akutsho ke mpo futhi konapho ke ubona njani?
Kuno kwabantu. Kanti indaba bengasayinanga ukuthi khona kuna abantu abafuna umsebenzi eGoli ngale. Behambe mahara, besayinisa abantwana bangavele bengela lokuzini. So abantwana phela kabazi lutho.
Yeah, so ujoni lapha. Yeah, ujoni la.
Ngithi mina indawo lesifuna abantu bakhipha umthetho ukuthi khona kona eGoli ngale umntwana akahambi lokuza efika ngale right ongela umntwana ofuna ukuyasebenza ngale bemvalela phandle bamvalelilani
ah so uthi ngcono ke abantu bavunyelwe uyasebenza eGoli
bavunyelwe bonke abantu ngoba umntwana lona kazizali phela
aha
umntwana lona uzalwa nguwe wena ofuna omfunayo khona ngale wena ngafika ngani bafuna ipassport bafuna lokhu yana lalukhani but then abavume ukuthi khona kona mina ngihambe noma sengikhulile nginje so ngihambe ngiyefika eGoli ngale ngifike ngidinga umsebenzi
mhm
but nabe thathi umntwana ukuthi umntwana bevumela umntwana ukuthi khona akahambe yethu umntwana lona angafika tshontsho ngale abanye imfuli igcwele bafike ngale ethi uyachapha umfula lona ugcwele umntwana lona athathe ngamazibe kuyabe icaleni kwabantu
ye lapho abakujoyo ukuthi nxa kulomzali onjengompofu esuka lo mntwana kobulawa industrial area kolapho uyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntana akho kule ncwadi wena zokuthi uye ngena kwale South Africa uthathe umntana akho liyechapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele umenjani umntwana ube suzichaphela nomntana akho
asithi thina wena usegoli ngale ufuna umntana akho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona khona kabuyela umntwana lwana umntwana lwana umntwana lwana afika acathe emfuleni nje sebemthathisa ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani
hhayi lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu nxa ukuthi umntwana lowo eyigaidi ubaba lowo kumbe umama lowo eyigaidini yomntwana I think bale ndlela yokuthi babona ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini kuzobuya ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi umalaija uhamba lo mntwana nxa somntana akho basebe kuvumela so khanyazana kume njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonoko lami kungani kuthithanisa ingqondo kuthithi ingqondo lokho so khonapha ngane laqinisa
hayi ngiyakuzwa Dube ngatsho kwazi nahlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inamba yami anifoneli khonapho
hayi la mntu asijayisibili ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahle walithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi
sikufonelaamnt ngiyabonga kakhulu
but
into engiyifisayo ukuthi khonakhona beyenze ngabayenze into ezikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabolokhuzeni amanye amazwe angale kwanisa ukuziphumela uzingenela ngale esouth africa uzingenela mozambique uzingenela zambia uzingenela lapha lokuzeni kuthiwa ngabe egaberon la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonoku
wo so wena ufuna ukuthi kube le-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle
yes ngoba singabantu ba-africans soke singabantu abamnyama
sengikuzwile mpofu so akuvula
amabomuntu azihambele ngene phume ngene phuma
aha so singazinzabuza abantu ukuthi ngiza ukuthi bathini ngakhonokhu okhuluma ngakho sibonge kakhulu mpofu ngothi nakusasa
oright do ngiyabonga ngathi idola lami lingaphi
hayi liyabuya idola
iyabuya
mhlaba
idola le-amerika phela liqakathekile ngapha ezimbabwe
hayi liyabuya so iyabuya ingwece uchane phansi
alright
thank you mpofu mbokile kakhulu so that is Mr. Mpofu
you owe me a dollar
he said send me $1
$1
what
yeah.
you send me
it reminds me of the gringo movie
yeah.
yes when John Banda wanted his dollar
yeah exactly so he wants his dollar
yeah.
so he says open the borders
yes
instead of allowing children whatever he says open yep, the borders
we have Dr. Vusimu Swanda Beck yes. and also we now have Mr. Dewama Vinga from Human Rights Watch but let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading. It's the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent / legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian. So ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
hama takadi chirongwa vateereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubvai kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirungu kuti what's your take on this move or development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures on foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move. That was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
Mm. What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or and is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption, and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Busmuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Swanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, Kala Gasindevele.
Yes.
Zakala Gasindevele.
Yeah, Kala.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabola, ma'am.
Yeah, what's your name?
Nga pila kunja.
Sipili, ne.
Ibizo.
Sipili, kuma, yose, pingis, nampandi.
Oh, kunja, mama.
Ay, pili, le, sivili, le, zili, le, ay, vya, bongi.
Ah, bongi, yes, bongi, kulu, kulu. Eh, akuchukutuwe, nukutabalulu, kuti, umuntu, senga, hamba, kule South Africa, elo, mtuana. Engalancwadi ezivezwa ukuthi umntwana ume njani isimo sakhe khona.
Yeah, into ekhona ukuthi kukavile okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akuhambe lo mntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azuze incwadi evela kubaba. So okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuliwe ukuthi umama angasihamba noma engelancwadi evela kubaba. Kungcono as long as la birth certificate abantwana sokuthanya laye ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe. Because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela, umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba lomntwana. Okwesi-two ukuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajuntsa bayajuntsa, but amapolisa ayabe ngathi imithetho ikhona, ama birth certificate ayabe khona. Umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani. Siyakwazi ye ukuthi abantwana bayatshontshwa, but the fact ngeyokuthi khakube fair umama la yahambela abantwana, uyise akuhambela abantwana. Nxa abantwana bebhathisa ugogo, so kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbeni ama-birth certificate, kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani.
Uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha Madube, Nkosikazi Dube, kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs, zabala ngesikhiwa, ithi yabhala thi phezulu kolapho isithi sokulama new regulations, ibe sithi this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent or legal guardian or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So lapho kwa birth certificate uyabongelayo futhi.
Yeah, it's okay. Mina ngile example ngikhuluma so kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntana nami, but uyise uyalo ukuthatha birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi when uthatha umntwana lana ubuye la. Mina bengihambile kathese eSouth Africa ngisiyazama ukukhuluma loyise. Last time futhi ngahamba 2017 lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntanami ukuthi bathathe birth certificate sokuba nzima so ukuthi ngibathatha abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo ngaphe eZimbabwe sokuba nzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe size sisubuka amadolo siloku singe ngumuntu anti yabo
akuthi ke
kuba nzima but nxa sokunje so ngilake ukuthi ngihambe kathesi ngibuye labantwana ngapha it's so easy
ye ngiyawazi abantu
nakahlali labantwana umntana nami uyosehlupheka la kule xenophobia abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena akaparticipate anything so quite so kuba nzima ukuthi umama lwana ahlale labantwana kuba ebantwini abadivorsayo but sometimes of course ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes but abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo
awubona ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs Dube so just briefly ngesikiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikiwa ukufake just briefly
in English what I'm saying is that when you are two it's okay but if you have divorced it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children but now it's easier because you can take your children your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe now people are not shackled in South Africa you can give your children to anybody who is coming home and you remain working for them unlike persuading if you have divorced there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that a nonsense person who has already divorced and will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him
Now I think you can so we can turn out the joke.
Also,
yeah,
also Gibbs, maybe maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for
that
request, consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a
that's
problem.
That's a huge task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him. Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regaitins, we kuna Dr. Siwanda. Dr. Siwanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problem that she has faced. But again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian, and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who is going to stay with the children. So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there is no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's, I mean, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, I mean, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels on a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In about 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and, I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother, and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with, and agree that, you know what, she's in love with. A 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think, like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying, that look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents, but are these children safe?
Seth, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemuteleri Gibbs. Ano. Kuluma nekutaura nekuspika ndimbotanga weini manje simakadi
baba ajonga
ndiya navo
mukwasha mkuru wenyika mukwasha mazezuru
mukwasha mazezuru koteka kufonerai futi nokuti vankomo foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika
network ndiri kusina network
I think we better call you again. We are calling you back because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mukwasha Mazezuru anonzi Vankomo. Yes, he's the only non in law.
Mukwasha Mazezuru.
Yeah, Mukwasha Mazezuru.
Kunjalo joka. So, let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So, Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into this, a proper context. Mm-hmm. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual, even across the African continent. It was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes that are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes. There are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back from excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regai tumuza kuti vateereri vari kuti nokuti nhasi vanenge vane chidikwa dikwa chekunyora Gibbs. Regai tumbotiverenge zvishoma. Tichi turisawo vadare vedu mafemo. Hanzi na Vivian Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you, South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a babe who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. Anze tinemwe mutereri Gibbs. Tizoverenga tichinzwa mutereri. Hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba ndiya navo?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ndonga, vari kupi avo?
Ndiri muHarare.
Ah, ndafunga kuti Ndonga iri Chipinge.
Aiwa.
Taurai zvenyu vaNdonga.
Aiwa, iyi vaita zvakanaka. Vana vanomborana nemaparents avo, saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo. Because zvinhu zviri kunetsa muZimbabwe muno, saka tinotozvikurudzira chose kuti hazvaiti, idanho rakanaka chose.
Ko vari kuchema kuti vana vanogona kuchitanga kubiwa manje. Munhu anongotaura kuti ndiri kufamba nemwana uyu ndine mvumo yake, hapana mapepa anoratidza kuti mwana atakurwa nani.
Izvozvo zvagara zviri kungoitika. Makangozoona vana vari kungobiwa kana mabhodha jamba ari kungokrosa vasina nhikiri nemapasipoti. Saka tinongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kwese zvakare. Zvakangonakira rimwe saidi zvogoshatirawo rimwe saidi. Asi pakuti vana vaona nemaperedzo avo, haidanho rakanaka chose.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yeah.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years now, yes. They're going to see each other.
Yes,
yeah.
And on the issue of child trafficking, he says it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let Nkomo, me welcome Mukwasha wangu, Mukwasha wa Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, utini?
Baba jonga ndiri right zangu
ndakasimba mukwasha ndoda mombe dzangu vanhu vese vanzwe kuti mukwasha wamazezura asati arora
murewa dzinoto uya kusachawo dzakawandisa futi
ndoda tiri kudai dzodzo
pane pame futi pandaida kutumai kuti moenda ku Instagram wechi 2
pakanaka makangoya nemombe chete asi wechi 2 wacho totanga tagara
America ndira kutumai ku America iko
totanga tagara pasi newe kutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidza kuti mutore wechi 2 chibva mapinda mudariro wangu monya yenyu ndiye iri mudariro tipe itinzwe munoti
Morosaya dube baba jonga
ndikuzangu kunjani kopo
mutemo mutemo dube mirai ndimbo kutaurirai
yehe
izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta handichingoziva munhu ukapinda muri 40 munotobhadhara vakubvunza kuti munobhadhara mari mune mari yamuchaspenda kusouth africa izvo zvasarira isusu nyika yezimbabwe handiti muri kuzinzwa hapana mwana wezimbabwe akarejestwa anofanira kubuda asina kudhindisa passport kubhodha unofanira kudhindisa mapurisa ekuzimbabwe migration vakadzidzira basa ravo mai mabuda zvakanaka endai mosvika kubotswana kuti modhindisa if you are crossing via botswana kana uchienda black bridge wodhindisa wopinda ikoko zvakanaka izvozvo but kune makoronyera munozviziva tinozviziva izvozvo kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega wonyengerawo ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi woenda kotengesa vana vedu zvasarira nyika yedu yezimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chi buda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi ilaisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu ndarwadziwa sere kunzanzi mazimbabwe nanonhuhwa kusouth africa awisimeding tidi kunhuhwa chii kana vachinzi vanhu vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuhwa musabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu munokuvara
thank you chirova ine ndebele kungoti ga
zvanini vati vaviti ndingabvumeri ntonjaro dhuve senzakana ndive sesei pemberera ichinzi tapembera sesitavile sitavele into ezingasebenziwo mithetho yesouth africa tiainvesting vainvesta vainvesta kange nanguchere ebotswana lapa ebotswana sevarilasi mutemo kuti asi yenzera amapemiti lamapemiti abantu basebenze emaplazini basebenze ngaphi ngaphi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse ibhotswana ibhotswana isivukukile ngabantu bezimbabwe dube sekulihlaza manga izingadi ngaphi ngaphi emaplazini ngabantu bezimbabwe thini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wonke ophuma lo mntwana engayisiwo wakhe lobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakana ukuthi uphume ngowakhe uphumeo ebese siyadindisa isouth africa layimukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho singavumeli siphonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba yabona abantu abethu kathe sesibazele kathesidiwe abasawazi umthetho abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama ahlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya ahlonitshwe aphume kuhle umchato ube ngumchato sekungama unzwakenzwake lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhuluvunyelwa ye Nkomo sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
Alapho thina silukwazi uyaphilize lo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle dube
hanjo phela
bangafani lembuze yakwathi ufana nani dube izayi baba jonga zakafana nekushungira mbuzi pamuti zoipa makidya uchimira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uye zvourayiwa aisingaziva kuti iri kurayiwa hatizvite izvozvo wedu mutemo ndewedu wenyika yedu chirime chibatsa nenzungu nembambaira
vangomo muchidii mutongoti imi muri kukurudzira divi rezimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana
chipikirwa
kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana
eyalola izibra lezanda belweni kukhiphilo dizi umthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhiphe umthetho kwakuthiwa ngujoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhiphe umthetho omubi okuthi kuthiwa there's a dog an african ebhabhunu ewatwat zanangutshele dube ngakahamba lenyethiwa ngisafunda mina engicelile kumama esithi siye edorobheni fike edorobheni lafana uhamba into ngenjelumayo uthe sithi mna ngisale emoteni engena kobomitles kunuka isinkwa kuphela usembhathelini isinkwa lekhoko uhamba nhleki abantu ana besikolo bevela esikolo bengihleka lami imntwana wesikolo bengihleka ukuthi ilindinja enihambe siyakudla into ezimnandi that is not
good
from plant to mrewa mrewa to wati pasi
Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle
Mora.
Thank you, Uncle
Mora.
Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank
you, Uncle
Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank you, Uncle Mora. Thank
ndatenda zvangu inini pachirongwa ndakaida kuti ndive joined pa group ndaenda sandabata kuti vamwe vasvika papi
tikutaura nenyaya yemutemo mutsva wakaiswa ku South Africa wakasainwa na minister we Home Affairs sondo rakapera wekuti vana vanenge vachipinda mu South Africa havacha sungirwa kunge vaine mamwe magwaro akaita semaffidavit ma court papers nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoita kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kufamba nemumwe munhu asiri mubereki asiri wabereki wese vari vaviri
mutemo wakadarewo unotipedzera vana hauna kutomborama nokuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endi chaba mwana endi ndogona kumunyengerwa zvokuti anobva ava neukama neni hwakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzia nokuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvanenge anenge ane mufungo wake mumwe wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoipa zvokuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ichavanya ichagara irimo pamuromo yavanhu ende pane kwati vane nhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu varikushova vana kuti ko vari kunyangaritswa nani
amai Mungoni ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vankomo vachitaura ivo kuti no regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo asi Zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasiwanda nguva dzaakupera
zvakanaka hazvo asi nyaya yokutambudzika futi zvekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuZimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwanguva kutsva kumusana nekudumbu
Thank you so much. Apana, thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, yeah, still, he's
yeah,
still there.
Dr. Spanda, locus according to Manuel. Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimants, either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent might not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that, in a way, protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens, it's very strict, it's clear. You cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least you know, discuss some of these issues with their Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it sells and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Mm-hmm. Ya, paka oma ipapo. Total saidu nguwa zenge ziru kuti manyei Dr. Siwanda. Manzuka wakawanda waru kuchema kuti dambudziko ombe, riripa kuchika kuti wana wano kuna kubiwa. Asipane wawuya nefungwa ya kuti, regai South Africa ise mtemo wayo. Zimbabwe inofana kusunga zisimbe panyaye kuti wana wangu Buddha. Zizha munga tauro.
Katika tano ndoto kuti chetu tanga tunondoa endi takaona nazo zote wanazoro zote South Africa ine constitution ya kanaka kudarika nyika zimwe takaona panapo zvatuto ndozvo kuti chinhu chakanaka chinoyemurwa tinoona kuti chakanaka chirikuitwa apa saka mitemo iyi yekuchengetedza vana tinoiona mu South Africa kuti South Africa itenderi vana vayo vachingoenda kwese kwese kana munhu mu South Africa achibuda pano achienda nevana anotosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana nekudaro kuti Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mitemo inofanana inochengetedza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vana veda habiwi tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune economize kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoisa vana vedu munjodzi.
Ndizvo zvocha.
Yes, oke kuronge okatogurira kujongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile ngokuti abantu navaye bepuma bengena bepuma bengena. Kule mthetho yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuti eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besisasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe yiSouth Africa, iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingenamaphephane leyo okufana nama-birth certificate, ama-unabreed neyincwadi zasenkantolo. Imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondoloze amalungelo abantwana. Nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke, hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe, amazwe wonke kafake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile. Ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthiwa balahlekile, badlenguliwe, kwenziwe ini. Asenzeni konke singanelisi ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana yikho esigqugquzelayo lokho.
Thank you Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Timbonzo kwako nevatereri hanzi nevatereri vanyora pano. Mkoma Robert Nyanjoa hanzi, it is a good idea because we need each other to grow. Thank you South Africa government. Ndofunga namba iverenga kuita Jane Mukwereza. Maskwera say mose mose aiwata skwera. Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human parts trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And kouya mkoma Vivian Mponda, nifunga wangu wachipindura zvanga zvataurwa na mkoma Danisa. Then mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka zvakare kanza. I mean both Mr. Mponda. There is a business in South Africa in human parts. We don't have to be carried away. Who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer? And funga kuti hurumende inga isa mtemo inenge ichi kanganisa vana saizvozvo. Mukoma Fraser Chicks Sinathan, and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice. Ndofunga mukwasha wemazezuru mfungwa yataura yekuti veZimbabwe ngavadziko mutemo yakaoma inoita kuti vana vasangobuda ndosaka vari kutendwa panapa.
And you know, we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she said, told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa, maybe for ritual purposes. He's not yet, you know, too clear. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you
maybe that's why people are having this kind of fear. Yeah.
Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help bring the child from Zimbabwe. Yeah. And the only way was to kidnap the child and take him to South Africa. So parents were also involved in such.
That's right. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
Everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children, you know, even if it is difficult. Let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Duma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk, good night.